The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
You're listening to Idaho Matters. It's Monday, June 3rd. I'm George Prentice. With the first official day of summer fast approaching, you may find that upcoming travel plans involve some extra time in traffic in southwest Idaho alone. We're told there's more than a dozen major road projects taking place along a combination of interstates and highways. Here to talk more about the projects and what we can all expect is public information specialist for the Idaho Department of Transportation. That's Jake Melder. Jake, hi.
George, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the highways in particular. Let's talk about I-84. And what's happening now, what we can expect this summer.
Yeah, that's the big project. Really the biggest project across the state of Idaho in terms of the highway impacts. And we are gearing up for the major expansion that's going to be happening in Nampa. That's going to start this summer.
And when you say expansion, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so expansion is adding lanes to the existing infrastructure. So right now in Nampa, much of Nampa, it's only two lanes in each direction, the way that the highway has been for decades. And growth in the area, the increase in commerce and the demands that are being put on that system really do require additional lanes and some additional capacity there. So what we'll be doing is adding a travel lane in each direction and some auxiliary lanes. Auxiliary lanes are additional lanes that go between the ramps at the interchanges. And so functionally, they'll be getting a lot more capacity. It will increase safety, reduce congestion, and hopefully reduce the time that people are stuck in traffic.
But concentrated in the Nampa area this summer?
Yeah, so this is really a continuation of the work that we've been doing for the last decade plus here in the Treasure Valley to expand I-84. Construction really began last year to pave some shoulders. That's going to give us the space to shift traffic as we come in this summer and pave those actual lanes. We're going to be keeping two lanes in each direction, the current configuration. We're going to be keeping that through construction during peak times so that there's as little impact to people's commute.
Will it be done by Labor Day or before the snow flies?
If only. No, construction in that section, and it's going to be between Franklin Boulevard and Carter Interchange, two separate projects, and we're also completely redoing the interchange at Northside. All that's going to be done, though, in 2020.
Hello. Idaho 55, our main north-south corridor. There is usually something always going on. I think there's some major construction on the Rainbow Bridge, yes?
Yeah, so we are currently doing some repaving just south of the Little Rainbow Bridge in the Smith's Ferry area. So a landmark people may be familiar with is the Cougar Mountain Lodge.
Yeah.
We're taking that asphalt. It was deteriorated. It was in really bad condition. This winter it got hit very, very hard. So a lot of potholes. And so we're just completely repaving that. We're getting rid of all the old material, making sure that the road base is good. And then we'll be putting fresh pavement on that. And that project has been going on for a few weeks. It'll wrap up here end of June. The good news is for folks that really want to use Highway 55 on the weekend for recreation, there won't be any construction during the weekend, and you'll still have the lane in each direction as normal.
Let's take the big picture now. Goodness knows we have what we have as far as highways, but our growth is significant. And are we playing catch up on our roadways and highway system?
Yeah, I think that when you take a look at growth, that is one of the big topics on a number of different areas. As it pertains to transportation, we look and we see by 2040, we're expecting to have more than 1 million people living here in the Treasure Valley. And so what does our system of roads look like in that situation? Well, particularly the state highway system, the major roads are I-84, Highway 55, Eagle Road, Karcher Road in Nampa. Both of those are Highway 55, Highway 44, and Highway 2026. And so we have the needs that are out there. We are scoping, and we're trying to address those as we can. We do have a funding shortfall every year. It's estimated just in the valley alone, the transportation needs for both state highways and local is about $150 million. And so that is a significant gap that we're trying very hard at ITD to figure out how we can shorten that and how to make do with what we have. We're finding efficiencies. We're looking for federal grants. We're looking for alternate funding methods by partnering with the business community and commerce as development and growth comes in to see if there's some strategic partnerships that can come there.
Excellent. We're speaking with a public information specialist for ITD, Jake Melder, and we'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at Idaho Matters, all one word, Idaho Matters at BoiseState.edu. On Twitter, use the hashtag Idaho Matters, or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio. Here in the Treasure Valley, you've already checked a number of boxes for us, but let's talk a little bit about Chinden, and let's talk a little bit about State Street. Chinden Boulevard, what's happening?
Yeah, so right now we are finishing up design for adding lanes on Chinden Boulevard west of Eagle Road as well, where a lot of the development already has happened and future development is slated in Meridian, in the areas kind of south of Star and Middleton, even Nampa and Caldwell. And so we are going to be looking to begin construction to add a lane in each direction in from Eagle Road to Highway 16. It's about 7 miles that we're going to be expanding. That starts...
Where's Highway 16?
Highway 16 is going to be West Meridian.
Okay.
So about 6 miles west of Eagle Road. And where also McDermott is a local mm-hmm. road that Highway 16 sort of ends at. And that's going to be... We're going to be adding a lane in each direction and as well as a separated multi-use pathway for pedestrians and bicyclists. That'll be all on the south side. Construction will start late this year, but really be heavy and underway next year. And so we're going to go from one construction area to another construction area.
Wow.
And our long-term plans between the two highways you mentioned, Chinden and State Street, it's going to be work on one, finish it up, work on the next one, trying to go back and forth. So we've got some projects scheduled out in the mid-2020s, 2023, 2024 on State Street. And again, similar area. It's going to be west of the city of Eagle proper that we're going to be looking to add additional lanes.
Can you paint a word picture for me, though, what State Street is going to look like in 5 years?
You know,
or how different it will look like?
Yeah, I think that you're going to see a lot of similarities for what State Street looks like right now as you head into the Eagle area and a little bit east of Eagle, where you've got two lanes in each direction. It's a high-capacity, high-speed corridor. We're going to be looking to do those similar things. While the design really hasn't even started, we're currently doing some environmental evaluation where things get tricky, particularly like in the city of Star. We're working with the city and with their master plan to address their desires for development and growth while still maintaining a solid transportation network.
And to be clear, jurisdictions are a pretty tricky business now because ACH, the Ada County Highway District, has some jurisdiction on this.
Yeah, well, so the Ada County Highway District has State Street east of Glenwood, which
right.
is in Boise. And so there is work happening right now on State Street and Cullister. I don't have details about that project. It's an ACHD project. But
I think we could ask any driver at 5 p.m. to give us details. Yeah, he's Jake Melder of Idaho Department of Transportation, Public Information Specialist. Thank you so much, Jake. What's new for Ballet Sun Valley? I'm George Prentice. That's coming up on Idaho Matters.
This is the Idaho Matters podcast. I'm Gemma Gaudette.